Welcome back, 083 333 975. Aisling Larkin is in the studio. Good morning, Aisling Larkin.
Good morning, Damien Tiernan.
We're going to be talking about seeds in a second, but firstly, there are some very exciting events coming up.
Yes. Oh my God, there's loads of stuff. It's funny, you're going to run some weeks. Ooh, there's a fabulous fashion show happening tomorrow night in Dungarvan, Katie Fitz Boutique. All funds are being raised for palliative care in Dungarvan Community Hospital. Kathy has been doing that for the last 4 years. I've been a part-time model for four years. Oh, I am the most brutal model. I can cook, but I mean, modelling is definitely not in my forte. But you know what? It is the most gorgeous night. There's a red carpet. It's lovely. It's really, really lovely. So if you're around Dungarvan tomorrow night, I would highly recommend popping into that. Then what else have I got coming up this week? Oh, on Friday for Networks Ireland, I am doing a lovely talk about leadership in STEM. So I, as well as doing all the cooking and all that stuff, I've done a lot of work in terms of, I suppose, leading teams and leading brands and leading projects and all of that good stuff. That's kind of more sometimes behind the scenes stuff that I do. And I trained in organisational leadership with Oxford Said Business School. So I am really looking forward to taking some of the lived experience and some of those insights and passing them on. So it's a really interesting luncheon workshop. It's about an hour and a half. It's in the Granville on Friday. You don't have to be a member of Networks Ireland. You can just come along, book a ticket. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to seeing everybody at that.
And do people book tickets online or can they get it on the day? Do you know?
Online. Yeah, I would say go online, just register in advance before you come down, just so we have an idea of numbers.
Okay. So what's the title of it?
Yeah, so it's Networks Ireland and it is Leadership in STEM, a luncheon.
Very good. Excellent.
Yeah.
This morning we're going to talk about seeds. And I mentioned it this morning. A few people have texted me in. Hello to Frank, who puts the chia seeds on his breakfast cereal every morning.
I would love to know how people are using seeds, because I think we're at a kind of a really positive transitional kind of little stage with seeds, where I know when I was growing up, there was a big glass jar of seeds and they were on a shelf and they were for feeding the birds. Like, I mean, I'm not messing. My dad was quite good. Sometimes he would sprinkle. I remember they were like linseeds and flax seeds, and he would definitely put them over his cereal. But like, we weren't accustomed to knowing how to eat seeds, you know? And it's like that thing of, you see them in the supermarket, you pick them up, but if they're sitting in the drawer in the pantry, they're no good to anybody. So I suppose it's about figuring out little smart ways of how we can use seeds, because they are genuinely, if you were to make one small change to your diet, they're a powerhouse. They're just such a powerhouse.
And that's very interesting that you say that, because they're so small and tiny and they look like they're not going to make much of a difference to your life, to your health. But you're saying, and you're a very firm believer, that seeds do make a difference.
Oh yeah, 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 they do. I mean, like, I suppose the basics of them is fibre. Fibre, 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 right? And I know I talk a lot about fibre, but I do because it's so important. So like, as a general population, we're meant to have about 25 to 30 grams of fibre a day, right? We're possibly, when we're doing well, getting like about 18 maybe grams, right? So we're doing okay, but we're not there yet. And that's somebody who's eating a lot of whole foods and a lot of whole grains and a lot of fruit and veg as well, I suppose. So it's about finding those little, like, easy ways that you don't even have to think about. They become like just subconscious little habits that you're doing, of how you can drop in those seeds. Like, full of fibre is the first thing. Full of those good fats that we talk about for our heart, for our brain. And then they're a little source of protein sometimes as well, which is really good. And they also have all of those little micro kind of nutrients that we talk about that are working away. Things like selenium for boosting our mood, vitamin E for skin. So they're all nuanced, but they're all really, really smart little things. So I suppose I want to kind of maybe talk through how we can integrate them into everyday life. And that's why it's so interesting when people are texting in to say how they use them. And I think chia seeds are probably one that we've become really accustomed to, particularly in Waterford. Like, we've got Chia Bia down in Tramore, you know, so really good, like, amazing company. And those guys were really pioneering back, like, when they kicked off a number of years ago. And like, what they've done to be able to take a product like that and get it into the mainstay of homes is tremendous. It's so brilliant.
So we're going to talk about chia seeds, flax seeds, sunflower seeds, pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, and also how you mix these all together. So some people will have, obviously, flatbreads. They'll buy little packets. Some will maybe get into a habit of putting it on their cereal. But what happens if somebody, and somebody just texted in about this before you came in, somebody doesn't have a cereal in the morning, so they've no way of getting seeds into their diet early on?
You can blitz them into a smoothie.
A smoothie, yeah.
It's a really handy
way.
Stir them into a yogurt. which is a really, really nice thing to do. I do a lot of work with Glenillan, and their live natural yogurt is gorgeous. Like, yeah, it's just so creamy. But Valerie, the lady who owns Glenillan Farm, like, she would have always said that to me. We met actually this time last year, and we had a big conversation about her whole thing. Is she just sprinkles her seeds on top of her yogurt in the morning? Maybe a little bit of compote, maybe a little bit of a chia jam. So one of the ones I'm going to talk about is chia jam. Now, I actually haven't brought my chia jam because I know I've brought it many times to you, and you're well acquainted with my chia jam. It's, how will I explain it to you? Actually, there's an Irish company right called Fulon, and they make the lovely jams and stuff. And they have produced a product that's kind of similar called Spoonfuls, but make my chia jam. Go into the supermarket, you buy yourself a bag of frozen raspberries. Raspberries are really high in fibre, 8 grams per 100 grams. They're the highest fibre fruit we can get, raspberries. And they're gorgeous. Fresh ones are expensive. They're not lasting great at the moment, so buy yourself a bag of frozen ones, save yourself money. Take a bag of them, put them in a bowl. Into that, you're going to put about 50 grams of chia seeds. You're going to put about 2 tablespoons of honey, 2 tablespoons of water. Put it in the microwave at intervals of 1 minute. Stir, 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 and you get this beautiful raspberry compote that's like a jam. Why are you eating that? Because it's chia jam. So jam is 50% fruit, 50% sugar. Chia jam is the fruit, tiny bit of sweetness, and it's all the fibre from the chia seeds. So it's lovely. Chia pudding is another one. I'm not a lover of chia pudding. You see a lot of this on like social media and on websites and stuff. It kind of looks like a bit like frog spawn to me, and I don't love it. It's a textural thing. You know, I talk about this so much, and it's because I understand it probably. I don't love it from that perspective. So a chia pudding is not for me. But
any frog spawn eaters out there, please.
Let us know. How do you enjoy it? But it is a little bit like that.
What have you got here in front of you?
Yeah, so I'll tell you, right? I'll walk you through a couple of different things first. This is my super seed mix, right? So I make this up and I keep it in a little jam jar or a Kilner jar, and it goes on cereal, on yogurt, it goes on top of salads, it goes on top of soup instead of croutons. So it's like, how do you use it? I go to, I'm almost sure it's Little, and they do a bag of mixed seeds, and it is a mix of sunflower seeds, pumpkin seeds. Into that, I add some flaked almonds, some sesame seeds. Sesame seeds are a great one. Really underused, okay? So sesame seeds have a lot of umami in them. So you know when we talk about that flavour, depth of flavour? Sesame seeds are one of those ones that just ping that little bit of flavour. So anywhere you can sprinkle on a few sesame seeds, do. Because, like, they're lovely. They're really, really nice. You can put poppy seeds in, and I just keep this, and I just sprinkle it over everything,
okay,
right?
So you've just got this little jar here, again, get any of these jars, and just have that, and keep it handy, keep it close to you, keep it on the drawer, on the press, wherever, so keep it in view. So it'll keep
That's
it in your
exactly.
mind.
Exactly. Just make it be a habit.
Yeah. And if you live on Sesame Street, let me know us, please. Oh, 3333975. Now, we've got Dunstore's Whole Foods sunflower seeds.
So sunflower seeds, really creamy in texture. Okay. So
right,
what's
can I have a taste?
Please do. Please do. What I do with these is I make my pesto out of them. So basil pesto traditionally uses pine nuts. Pine nuts are expensive
at the
moment.
They're very expensive.
And they're hard to get your hands on sometimes. Replace them with sunflower seeds. Better nutrition, lower fat, more fibre, the same creaminess, absolutely brilliant. So I would put my basil in, half a clove of garlic, squeeze a lemon juice, like a hand, maybe a tablespoon or two of your sunflower seeds, water and olive oil into your Ninja, into your food processor, blitz it up, you've got your beautiful pesto. If you don't want to use all basil, you can use basil and spinach, basil and rocket, basil and parsley. So you can make like a, I love to call it like, it's kind of like a sustainable, use it all up green pesto. Doesn't have to be just basil. And they work. Sunflower seeds are beautiful for that. The other thing, if you're making a soup, like a roast cauliflower soup or a creamy soup, but you don't want to add cream per se or milk, you can slow cook 2 big handfuls of the sunflower seeds in with the soup, and when you blitz it up, it gives it this beautiful creamy texture.
Oh, I never knew that.
Yeah, so it's a really lovely way of like, in this case, we're hiding the seeds almost.
Yeah.
These guys, I want to show you these. This is another Irish company. You know me, I love champion Irish companies.
Good for You, garlic and herb, salad topper, crunchy and aromatic. And then we have Good for You, Caesar crumbles, salad topper, crunchy and zingy.
Now, Irish company, right? You will find these in the salad and fruit and veg section in the supermarket, right? They are basically roast crumbed. Now, sometimes they're a combination of beans, nuts and seeds, but all of them have some seeds in them. And what they've done is with these ones, they've flavoured them up like a Caesar dressing. So if you love a crouton or something crunchy on a salad, which I do, you're not having the bread or just the carb. You're having so much something that's so much more nutrient dense. And something like these salad toppers are absolutely gorgeous. Really, really nice. Aren't they lovely?
Lovely.
Like if you're
totally different taste from the sunflower seeds now, yeah. Totally.
If you're someone who loves a handful of like maybe peanuts or crisps and you're craving that savoury crunch and you want to replace it with something much better for you, these are them.
I was only talking to a number of people that work in a particular type of area. I won't mention it, but they were talking at work about the problems in the supermarkets, and you pick up your snacks.
Yeah.
And a few of them have got into the habit of buying seeds, buying a packet of seeds or a packet of nuts, and literally bringing that in for their 11 o'clock, like for now, instead of having a chocolate bar or having something else. And it really, it's made a difference for them.
Mm-hmm.
Just even psychologically, they think, you know what, this is better for me. Yeah. And it takes that hunger off you, doesn't it?
It's that word we talk about, satiety.
Yeah.
It's that feeling of fullness because of the fibre, because of the good fats, because of the protein. Your brain is registering this as, I'm satisfied, I'm full. It's not giving you the sugar spike. So it's just such a smart, smart thing to do. They really ease that kind of craving that we have for crunchy as well, something exciting to eat. I want to bring it, when we talk about exciting, I'm going to pass you over some crackers, right?
Okay.
Again, which have seeds on top.
Savoury Bakes Thins Multi-Seed Flatbreads, very good.
But they're just, isn't it as simple to pick the ones up with the seeds as not the ones with the seeds?
Absolutely.
Just pick them up. So just be more conscious. That's what we're trying to talk about today. It's that little bit of conscious choice.
Pay for them on the way out. Don't rob them.
Yes, please. I want to show you this, right? Now, I brought two really innovative products. Which one do you want to go for first? And they both look ominous, to be fair.
Okay, one is black sesame tahini.
Yeah.
Organic, unsalted. And we've got pumpkin seed butter, smooth. Oh my goodness.
So, if you like a nut butter, a peanut butter, an almond butter, you're trying to make a better choice than that, and there's nothing wrong with it. This is beautiful, bright green pumpkin seed butter. So if anybody can't
have... Frog's spawn, no? I won't think about frog's spawn. No, it doesn't look like frog's
spawn. No, it doesn't look like frog's spawn.
Okay.
But I'll tell you what, when you taste it, it has such a savoury... Oh my goodness, this is delicious flavour about it. And I couldn't believe it. So if you're making maybe something like Powerballs or smoothies and you want to put in a peanut butter, the pumpkin seed butter, it's not a nut, it's a seed.
Wow.
Isn't it really interesting?
That is. I'd never think of that.
You know what? I hadn't seen that ever. And now both of these products, by the way, are like health shop.
Okay.
So they're not in the supermarket at the moment. About €5 each for a jar, they will last you a lifetime in the pantry. So it's
free
not about
eating
them.
Palm oil as well, which is good, you know.
Like, it's just different.
Biona,
it's a really
organic,
different one.
Very nice.
What I would do with that is mix it through with a little bit of olive oil, tiny little bit of vinegar, and make like almost like a salad-y dressing out of it and top my salad in it, which is really nice. You could stir a dollop. If you made like a hummus and you wanted to make it a bit bougie, a bit fancy, put a bit of a dollop of that on top, a few toasted pumpkin seeds on top.
Now
really
I'm tasting
lovely.
The black sesame tahini unsalted. Again, what am I going to taste in this?
It is a creamy sesame tahini nut buttery kind of flavour. If I ran a really trendy breakfast kind of little restauranty place, right, I would serve beautiful creamy porridge with a big dollop of this black sesame tahini because it's incredibly trendy. Isn't it lovely?
That's gorgeous, yeah.
Like,
very, very nice.
For things that look very ominous when you go into the shop.
I haven't a clue what tahini is, you know what I mean? It's not an island off in the
So it's a sesame seed paste.
Right.
Yeah, so very popular. So if you're making your hummus, when I spoke about making hummus, it's chickpeas, tahini, lemon juice, garlic, olive oil. That's a hummus recipe. And this is like a black sesame version of it. Really, really cool.
And if people don't get all this or go on to Aisling Larkin's Instagram page and all that, now you've got some lovely, they look like flapjacks, are they?
They are.
What are they?
These are my breakfast seedy bars. They're just delicious.
Can I take one? I'll share one with Jennifer.
Please do. They're so easy. It's basically you cream, so it almost starts off like you're baking. So you're creaming brown sugar and butter or margarine, okay? So you're getting a kind of a cakey base to it. But then into that, there is a mountain of seeds. Oh, you know that bag of mixed seeds that I spoke about, the pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds? All of those go in. To add a little bit of something to it, I added some dried cranberries. But I rehydrated them with just a tiny little bit of orange juice, a little bit of orange zest. And it's basically that with so many of those seeds mixed through that creamed butter, brown sugar. Then there's loads of chia seeds in there. You put it in the fridge. It just has to set. It kind of has to compose itself for a little bit. Set it in the fridge. Then you take it out, flatten it onto a tray, bake it. And when it comes out, I finish it with a really gorgeous Belgian chocolate, which is really, really nice. That tray will make about 20 of them. I will cut them into batches and they live in my freezer. And then they'll go into the lunch boxes, they'll go to wherever else, but they're really lovely.
And again, if you had those for your 11 o'clock break, just one of those.
That's the thing.
It's energy, it's goodness, it's not processed stuff.
No, it's homemade. Like,
I've just had a taste of it. That's gorgeous. Yeah, that's really nice.
Like,
that's
so
really
tasty. Nice. But it feels kind of dense when you're eating it. Yeah. So your brain is registering, okay, this is something filling. This is something good. You're still having your chocky, like your chocolate bar, like your chocolate biscuit, because you've got your chocolate on top. And it's like a digestive biscuit, kind of almost colour and texture underneath. But just less sugar and just full of the good stuff.
And I presume the children love it?
They do. Oh yeah, I mean it's a perfect one for, like I said, we have a really busy day where we're going from school to after schools to after schools activities, and if I need something for half four in the car, these are a little bag of these in the car. They're absolutely brilliant. After swimming on a Saturday, they're really good. Like little things like that, kids like them because they're like a biscuity bakey thing.
Yeah, no, they're delicious.
Which is really lovely. I have one other one for you, right?
Please
before
do,
we go.
Yeah.
Now I didn't bring it with me today, but I do go on and look at it. They're seedy crackers. So if you love a cream cracker or a biscuit or, well, a cracker, I suppose, more so, they are absolutely stunning. I got the recipe from Dominique Kemp, right? So it's not my recipe, but she gave it to me and I've tweaked it a tiny bit. Oh my goodness. It's basically like where you rehydrate tons of chia seeds, flax seeds, pumpkin seeds, linseeds in water and a very little bit of oil. You let them kind of re-come together, pop in a little bit of fennel seeds, chili, garlic powder, a little bit of oregano, spread them out on a tray, bake them really like until they're so crispy, snap them when they come out of the oven into these rough little shapes of crackers. Absolutely gorgeous with a bit of whipped feta and hot honey over the top. There's a video on my Instagram of how you make them. They're an absolute little winner.
Brilliant. Aisling Larkin, thank you very, very
You're
much.
You're very welcome.